AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On his way home from Scotland, President Trump says Russia has 10 days to stop the killing in Ukraine after 3 years of war. If the deadline passes,
we're going to put on tariffs and stuff, and I don't know if it's going to affect Russia, because he wants to obviously probably keep the war going. But we're going to put on tariffs and the various things that you put on. It may or may not affect them, but it could.
Glide bombs and ballistic missiles struck a Ukrainian prison and a medical facility overnight, killing at least 27 people. On Air Force One, the president talked more about what he says is the reason he ended his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein.
I have a great spa, one of the best spas in the world at Mar-a-Lago, and people were taken out of the spa, hired by him. In other words, gun.
Police in New York say a gunman who killed four people in a Manhattan skyscraper before taking his own life claimed to have a brain disease linked to contact sports and was trying to target the National Football League's headquarters in the building. Mayor Eric Adams says the gunman ended up on the wrong floor. This man, Alejandro, was walking by the building in New York.
And I saw these flowers, and I know by the news that there was a shooting here and that people died, sadly. So I usually do the sign of the cross to as a way of saying, God, take care of them.
Among those killed was an off-duty police officer working security. Sources tell the AP the Trump administration is pressing for a deal with Harvard University that would require the Ivy League school pay far more than the $200 million fine agreed to by Columbia University to resolve multiple federal investigations. The leading international authority on food crises is warning Gaza's population is facing the worst-case scenario of famine and widespread death will occur without immediate action. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. It's July and temperatures are rising.
National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullenix says extreme heat warnings are in effect for several cities.
Along the lower Mississippi Valley, so places that would include from New Orleans on north, even as far north as St. Louis. But we also have extreme heat warnings in parts of Georgia, down through northern Florida. That would even also end up including places like the Tampa Bay Metro and Orlando metro areas.
Mullenix says in some areas not used to the extreme heat, the temperatures today could challenge the all-time record highs for July and potentially reach 100 degrees or even higher. But relief is on the way. Mullenix says beginning tomorrow, rain is expected in many parts of the southeast, which will drop the high temperatures into the low 90s. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.